Yes, we can see.
All right. So let's get started. I hope everyone's great. I know the time differences, so thank you so much for joining. Previous year in Germany, I give some promise to the Carolyn that I will present some, you know, success stories of, you know, migrating Active Directory servers to Samba, and thank you for the opportunity. So today I'm going to talk about a project in Turkey, which we migrate 515 Active Directory servers to Samba in a galaxy not far, far away. So let's get started. Let me mention about a bit Propelis, who is not familiar. We are a digital transformation company, mainly focusing on Linux and open source issues in normally in Gulf region. So it's a great opportunity to deal with special Linux distribution or offering very special solutions specific to customer. So let me describe our galaxy. In our story, our galaxy is the Ministry of Finance Revenue Administration. Revenue administration is really important for Turkey because according to the regulations, if you have to pay money or pay tax to government, you have to go revenue administration for every cent. Without revenue administration, you cannot pay any cent to the government. So you can think about this organization as, you know, the cash machine of your country or your business. So if you would like to make some change, normally you touch lately when you feel safe on the issue. So our story has just started like in 2013, and they said that, okay, you know, we are about to change our operating system. We have to give a decision because Microsoft said that, okay, you know, our current version is end of support. You will going to purchase new licenses for all of your machines, or you have to put another alternative on the table. Then we start talking with them, and we agreed on, you know, migrating them to Linux-based systems. At first sight, they said that, okay, can you do that? Are you sure? You know, it's a bit risky. Do you know what happens if computers cannot run? And do you know what happens if we cannot collect the taxes in the country? We said yes. And we said, okay, if you would like to turn this issue to digital side, you must start on the servers. They said no. I said, why? Because it's easier, you know, no one can understand. I mean, the end user may not be understand, and they did not disturb at first sight. So it must be easier to start from the server side. They said no, you have to start on the desktops. Because if you can deal with the desktops, so we can very convince that you can deal with the servers. I think, you know, I was a bit upset at first sight, but after that, I feel very confident because of that decision. So they have more than 37,000 end users on the field. And the field itself is whole country. Whole country means if you need to take a plane and if you would like to go to eastern side to western side with a plane, it took around 2.5 hours with the plane. So you can guess the decision. They have 1,184 different locations in countrywide, and that locations are managed by 515 servers, Active Directory servers at the beginning. Here you can see the logical network topology here. At the center, they have some Active Directory servers. And in front of them, they have some bridgeheads. If I mean, all of them must be familiar with the bridgehead server, but if you don't, I encourage you to check Microsoft website. They have the bridgehead servers. Then they have field servers on the site. Here, the triangles means the end user machines which are connected to this Active Directory service. So, briefly, brief history of Kibux starts on April 2013 with the analyzing and designing phase. And after that, in between June and February 2014, we developed some OS modules and some device drivers, which is required for the production. Most of them was related with the printers because they are using special printers, which some of them was working with Microsoft DLL files, but it's not working on the Linux side. So we need to develop some drivers. And after, you know, after dealing a lot of code, we decided to make our first flight on February 2014, and we go to two tax office, which was close in the center, and we start our first flight. But it took around a year, almost a year, to reach the production, because you know, sometimes people can, you know, forget to say something which they're dealing with some years because it's normal for them, but you never know until you see it. And after that, in January, at the mid of January 2015, we go to production release. And in March, we install a central information system which collects data with all of the Kibux machine. So you can track of the, you know, releases, patch version, and the other stuff from the machine. And by the way, according to regulation, you cannot send any data from center to end user machine, but you can read only the data from the end user, because you know, if you touch the end user data, you are breaking the audit rules and the other stuff. Normally, after the March 2015, we start investigation on migrating from Active Directory to Linux-based solution. It was not named Samba at that time. And the installation, all 37,000 plus computers, has finished on January 2018. So let me forward to Active Directory to Samba project issues. The requirement of the project was the, you know, they need forest structure, really real forest structure. I never saw real forest structure in Turkey, in other, you know, other governmental organization, because they think that they're using forest, but it's not a real forest because of the size and the, you know, configuration. But they the revenue administration really uses forest structure in Turkey. So on the other hand, they need ACI support, because Kibux machine has two special folders which they are sharing their personal, the private and public data on the server. So we need to arrange file system based ACS support on every Active Directory server replacement. So it was also a challenge, because you know, ID matching was a bit buggy at that time. Nowadays, it's I think working better. On the other hand, they need a local DNS support, because everything was working on the DNS infrastructure. If you would like to go to global catalog server, first of all, you need to ask your local DNS support if that Active Directory has that role or not, or it's forwarding itself to the upper layer. So everything related with the DNS server. So in the project, I will mention, but we changed some, you know, name server registration issues. We removed some registration, name server registration issues from Samba, and we did it manually at first sight. Every Gbox machine was installing via PX installation using the TFTP server. So that machine on the tax office must have the DHCP and TFTP backend. So we already have the DHCP on Microsoft Active Directory, and they have enormous amounts of data. So we just export it and import it from to Active Directory to Linux-based machine. So I think the one of the best output from the project, they need an easy management because they have some technicians on the sites, and the technicians needs to you know, arrange user permission or the password or the, you know, starting some servers or closing some servers. They have to deal with such daily business, but they don't have enough knowledge on Linux. So they ask us to develop web-based management tool for this project. And also they said that, you know, we have more than 500 servers, and we cannot send, you know, well-trained engineer to all of the sites because we don't have, you know, a lot of time to migrate the servers. So you should write us some migration code which can deal all of these issues automatically. And we said, yes, we can do that. So let me continue with some, you know, from our perspective, the project challenges. First of all, writing web-based management system was pain because I check almost all of the open source projects which can be used on this project, and it was used for us. Maybe some others it can be very nice, but for this project it was not enough. So we need to we have to write it down, the new one. The replication issue, according to their regulation, previous regulation, they have to replicate all of the data in every 15 minutes. So they need to arrange the NTDS settings, and they have to arrange it from the center because, again, for the regulations, sites must not be see each other. Every site have to see some, you know, predefined servers and so on and so on. So it was a real, really bad issue for us, but we dealt with it. The SLA was so important, you know, because of the tax collection collecting issues, they don't have any tolerance for the failure, especially for the business hour. For special days, I mean, the last day of tax paying services in Turkey, they keep offices, some offices open until the 12 o'clock in midnight. So you cannot touch any of the computer until they close the tax office. So it was also a big issue. And if some replication issue happens, you know, they need a solution, the quick respond, and they need a solution in 15 minutes, and they have they said you have to have a solution in 1 hour. So what was our migration steps at after these challenges? First of all, they were installing the Active Directory services on the hardware itself. They were not using any virtualization platform. So they have physical servers on the site, and they said that this is you know, great chance to clean up that hardware and, you know, making some maintenance on the hardware part and spare parts. And we said that, okay, that's a great solution. By the way, let me say that on the base server, we are using OpenSUSE. And they said that, okay, we will arrange new hardware, then we will clean it up and we will go to site make the replication, and then remove the old hardware and keep the new one there. So this cycle is taking around 3 hours. I mean, installing new hardware, going to the location, installing rsync on Windows to taking the old data from the Microsoft site to Linux, exporting to the DHCP data and putting on the IIS, and then they were starting R script, which it's making these steps, the new steps on the bottom side automatically. The script itself was taking the DHCP records from the Internet Information Server. We were using ISC, DHCPD server on the Linux, and it was just migrating all of the configuration, then importing that configuration into the Linux. After that, it was preparing the DNS, local DNS with the bind. Then it was removing itself, the putting itself off. Then it were taking all of the TFTP data with using rsync. Then it was installing the Samba packages, which at the beginning was, you know, 4.6 or 4.5. Nowadays it's 4.10.6 basis. But of course we change some of the part because of the needs of the project, and it was joining and replicating all of the data. This is the most critical part in this, you know, in this setup, because it's taking so much time. Some points, I mean, some of the locations has very bad internet connection. I mean, they have around one megabit or something like that, and it was, you know, really a pure connection for such kind of operation. And after joining, it was setting the public and private share ACLs on the Linux machine. Then we were installing an upgrade packages to Gbox machine that it can, you know, turn its connection from Windows to Linux and taking all of the ACLs and so on and so on. So, but we did it a lot of times, so we know that it's working perfectly after, you know, after some trying. not working at first sight, of course, but now it is working perfectly. So our best nightmare was breaking the replication. If you have a replication problem, or you know, if somebody, you know, breaks the replication, your local user cannot authenticate it itself, so it cannot open its business computer. So this means that government cannot collect any text from the tax office. So it's a huge nightmare. For this issue, you know, we have a information agent which is automatically checking if the server is alive and everything is working or not, and it centrally detects of a problem. It starts, you know, remaking the replication. If it fails, it changes the DNS. So DNS is pointing out to previous server, so everybody can, you know, at least join the computer. And at that time, you know, since Samba is not working, they have some problems on the share, but most of the time, you know, replication issues just solved in 10 or 15 minutes. Let me easily say that after 4.9.10, the replication issues are solved, and you know, everything is working purely without any problem. We solved some of the problem causing from Windows. I will just explain it after the slide. But the most of the replication issues are solved, and I know that Andrew Bartlett is working so much on it, and thank you so much. You're in the position. So we discovered that replication issues, or just which breaks there that issues are causing because of the 3 points. So we made the simple checklist for who want to, you know, do such project in their hometown. So first of all, you need to check the latency on the wide area network, or you have to check the latency on your, let's say, network. If you have a latency problem, then, you know, your application can be break up, and you can, you never lose data, but you know, you can have some pain after that. So, or all you can check your NTDS settings according to your replication, you know, period. You might be need you know, more periods than the normal one. So DNS is the other problem, and I think the most important part of the Active Directory replication is based on the DNS. And I'm following the Samba list, I think, since 2001 or 2000 mostly, and I saw that, you know, there is really huge improvement from that time to now. But DNS is still, you know, discussing internally, as I can see. I think the best solution is, one of the best solution is leaving all DNS part to bind. But if you are using the DLZ backend, you know, it slows down almost everything. Normally, if you don't have the DLZ backend, you cannot use, you know, the Samba part. I know, but it slows down everything. Maybe it can be a good idea to work on that. I don't know, the developers know better than me. And the final part of the checklist is the metadata on the Microsoft side, because if you have some residue data on the Microsoft, I mean, assume that you demote some servers, then you need to promote it again. And if you would like to use same name, same IP, there is no problem. But if you have, the only problem is MSDCS records, but the rest is okay. But if you just, you know, just promote your server with a different name or a different IP address, that might cause a problem. So cleaning up the metadata on Microsoft side is not so hard. So if you would like to, you know, demote and promote the data, just clean up the metadata before promoting your service. Let's come to the one of the output that I mentioned, that if you just need a web-based administration, because, you know, it's important. There was a project called SWAT before. It's nowadays it's you know, it's dead, but you know, in this project we developed such, you know, such kind of a web-based development package. We call it Samba Bucks to you know, to honor the Samba. We gave it to name as Samba Bucks. It's a web-based GUI. Normally we are building the community version. Previous year we made some demonstration to some members to Samba, and this web-based interface has the Samba DNS NTP DHCP plus SaltStack backend. But you know, in community version, we would like to remove the SaltStack backend, because SaltStack only implemented for the government, which they can easily run some commands from centrally to end servers, so they can use stuff easily. With this, you know, maybe you can see the DNS records and other stuff here also. I think I have one more slide. Yes, the GPO synchronization and everything, that you can handle it here with very easily. So I think Samba is a great product, but most of the end users need such easy tools. So you can, you can just easily install it with your distribution and then use it wisely, I think. So let me just summarize and finalize the stuff. I don't want to talk very long time. Of course, you will going to need some help. I have some, you know, quotes which I like to read, more. There is a famous writer, Susan Sontag, maybe you know it. And she has a famous quote, "Time exists in order that everything doesn't happen all at once, and space exists so that it doesn't all happen to you." So if you are facing with a problem on in Samba, don't think that it all happens to you at first. And also, you know, you can have, you know, it might be continue, or you can face with some other problems. And again, don't think that everything happens all the time and it's all to you. For the help, there are some, you know, green and the white ones. I just tried to write this down. The green ones are the best one, I think. The Cernet and the Catalyst. They both team is, you know, have great engineers, great team. And if you really need urgent help, professional help, you can ask them to get some support, and they can do a great job for you, and they can solve it your problem, I think, in a week or immediately, depending on problem. But according to our perspective, it takes around a week, which is fair enough for you. And also, you just, you know, I encourage you to read wiki.samba.org. It's really good resource. Might be very good if they, you know, if the team can update it more regularly. The manuals are perfect for now, I think. But, you know, sometimes they can have some repeated data, but it's okay. Mailing lists are great. At first sight, I remember the name Roland, and he's great, and other team members are trying to answer the questions as much as possible. Also, Samba documentation is one of the great stuff. If you have enough knowledge, debugging Samba works a lot. I mean, if you would like to describe your problem, you need to debug it. You can also read the Microsoft resources and Google it. Maybe it's working. Also, if you need on-site support, there is an on-site support page on samba.org. Personally, I follow the GIT repository so much because some of the merge requests are mainly entering there. And I encourage you to check them out, you know, give a chance or read the code. At first sight, the code seems very hard, but you know, after some months, you can understand what's happening there and which code is doing what. And in a day, you can see that you're writing some patches and you may be sent. It might be take a little bit time to check by Samba team members and approve it, but you know, I still encourage you to send the bug reports, and if you have proper patches, I encourage you to send and share them with the Samba team. So with coming to my one of the last page of my slides, I would like to huge thank you to Samba team, which they did this beautiful and amazing job, and they're still doing it. I would like to say, may the force be all with you, the team members. They're great people. You know, they're committed to Samba and open source. Without you guys, we cannot, you know, success on such big and huge project in Turkey. So you're touching every Turkish citizen by now, because of your, you know, great efforts. Now Turkey is collecting all of your taxes without having any issues, and you know, everybody is doing their job in the tax offices without you know, spending extra time. Thank you so much, guys, and I wish all the best for you. May the force be with you, the all. So if you have any questions or any stuff that I might explain, I would be happy to answer. So
there are several questions from Andreas and Jeremy, if you would like to address them.
Yeah, I just see the question and answer. So Andreas just asked, you also migrated Windows workstation to Linux once? Yes. What about the local apps that were for Windows? Did you find Linux counterparts, or was it web-based accessing server or methods all for this migration? Yeah, the workstation part was the hard one. But the government itself just was developed the software based on the Java. The hardest part was dealing with the Java is the version, because if you are just changing the Java version, you know, speed is changing dramatically. The new one, the new version of the Java was killing the time. And time is so important, because, you know, think about a queue of built by people, and you're spending 10 seconds more for every people. And Turkey has 82 million people. So 82 million times 10 seconds is equal a lot of time. So we just deal with the code itself. We almost compile everything from the beginning. And we, at the end of the day, we succeeded. We did the tests by this way. Let me tell you that detail. We put a Windows machine. We put all of the printers, scanners, and the, you know, the devices themselves. And we put our distribution, Gbox. It's an open SUSE base. Thank you, SUSE guys, by the way. And then we just print out everything, did every stuff at the same time, put some counters, debug everything, and measure every stuff, then we get approval. So it was a hard time for us, but it was also really funny. So Jeremy just asked, what are the missing features, top priorities you would like to see? We would like to see Samba working on to make things easier the next time you do this. Thank you, Jeremy. I think the new challenge is to support Microsoft 2012 R2 as a base system. I told Metze yesterday. I just asked a question, and also I was talking with the Bartlett. I know you're looking for some sponsors. I hope you can find the sponsor, or you know, maybe we can help you to find some sponsors to, you know, make it easier. On the other hand, it would be great to solve some DNS problems. I mean, the faster DNS is always good. I mean, DNS is slowing down the Samba, I think, the all of the process, but it would be great at the end of the day. I mean, keep what you're doing. And thank you so much, Jeremy. And Andreas just asked me, were they using some Windows on the feature which you did not find Samba Active Directory and had to work around or drop? Normally, they're using logon to action, and Samba is, you know, has support on the NTLM authentication, but Linux is sending a different way than the Microsoft. So we just wrote a small patch for them. Also, I pushed it maybe 2 years ago. This was the first problem. The other problem is, I think a couple of months ago, there was a mention about the technical list, in the technical list, about the Turkish characters, which is I above dot and I without dot, I mean, I dotless, the small one. It's causing a problem. I promised to Isaac that I will help him. I think I can be able to work on it next week. So most probably we can about to handle it very, very easily. The Windows only feature is we are not supporting the NTDS, you know, configuration yet. We have to do it. We have to do it on the Microsoft itself. So NTDS configuration would be very, very good option for who would like to use Samba as an Active Directory without touching the Microsoft machine. Thank you so much. And again, Andreas, couldn't you have multiple servers in each location now to handle failures? I mean, now that licensing costs aren't in the picture. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the hardware maintenance itself, you know, has some costs, and they don't have to spend, you know, two hardware at some site. But for the important sites, of course, they have two machines, and we put active passive servers there. So, but the less important ones have only one machine. And Bjorn, thank you so much. And Jeremy, so updated version and fixed DNS. Yeah, it would be nice. Thank you so much. And I think Gian has a question. DNS will be game changer. Yeah, he's answered the Jeremy. And the Bartlett, can you elaborate more about what NTDS configuration you want more admin tools for? Yeah. As you know, the NTDS connection is just you're arranging which server will be replicate itself with which server. So for the huge connections, I mean, normally Microsoft, the Active Directory or the server which has the FSMO roles is distributing which server will replicate with which one. But according to this perspective, if you would like to install Samba to huge base, you have to arrange it for yourself. So you have to tell that, okay, you will replicate yourself with the server. You can do that with using Microsoft administration tool, the remote server administration tool. You can connect easily to Samba server and you can check it out from there. But it would be very nice if you can do it with the Samba tool or any tool that you can do it on the command line interface. Will be very effective. With this way, you will not need any RSAT tool because it is the only point that we are using remote server administration tool in the project. Other than that one, we all are using Linux and Linux tools. I hope I can able to answer all of the questions. Do you have more?
Alexander has a question.
Alexander, yeah. For DNS, maybe we can work to support some Active Directory in bind LDAP. Yes, it would be wonderful because the last commit was in 2003, as I remember correctly. It is using much more performant interface inside bind DLS. Yeah, DLS string does to data back transformation for every single operation. That is fairly true. I checked the DLS, the AZ code. you know, they have to, they need to do some multi-threading operation. If we can able to do that, maybe we can solve our problems. But if I can remember correctly, 6 months ago, Bartlett, I think, just pushed some patches to make TDB lock on the data. So it can break that issue. But anyways, we can handle it in the memory. I mean, it's not a huge issue, but surely the AZ needs some help nowadays. So
we have 5 minutes left. Any more questions? You can also use the raise hand button, and then you will be called upon to open your mic. And there we go. Klaus Steinberger. Klaus?
So it should work now. My question is about GPU replication. How did you solve it?
Can you please repeat which replication?
The replication of a group policies.
Ah, group policies, yeah. Normally, we're using the rsync-based group policy replication. It's easier and this faster way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you pull them initially from the Windows domain controllers?
We just installed a rsync server for Windows, which is compiled by CYGWin. So the all of the Windows servers and Octet was set, and all of the Linux server and Octet was set. So we know that the location from the first third octet of the IP address, and we know which server to connect basically, and we know where to push. So we initially set up a NIP configuration. It was checking the IP address automatically, was taking the first three octet, then putting the last octet as a static code. Then it was, you know, easily copying the all of the required data from Windows side to Linux.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Klaus.
Andreas has another question in the Q&A.
Are you using external bind or Sambas DNS or DAZ? Normally, we started with the external bind at the beginning, but it was really hard to handle the local DNS issues for Samba. Then we migrated to the DAZ backend. But again, we were using two different backends. I mean, first of all, we were migrating the DAZ backend for Samba, and we installed second bind server, which handles the local data. And for the performance issue, it was answering all of the DNS requests. I think one of the best solution for the Samba is just putting some DNS proxies behind the Samba. But at that time, you have to be sure that MSDCS records and other important records can be solved easily without caching on the DNS proxy. Other than if you have enormous requests through Samba DNS, it is not answering because of the poor DAZ configuration, and bind just kills itself.
Okay, great. That was really interesting. Thank you very much. And I think we will soon give it over to Steven.
Thank you so much, all. Hope you have very healthy days.
Thank you very much. Okay, next up we have Stephen French back with optimizing Linux access to Samba. Just give me a second.